From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Russian-United States Memorandum of Understanding goes into effect. That agreement forms a framework for both countries' military aircraft to maintain a safe distance from one another as they operate in Syria. Meanwhile, U.S. officials are saying forces fighting for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad are having a difficult struggle against rebels in the country's northwest, despite substantial backing from Russia and Iran. But they both say Russia and Iran seem prepared to dig in and intensify their efforts. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel Wednesday to Europe and the Middle East. It's a bid to help ease escalating violence in Israel. The State Department said Kerry will consult with U.S. partners and allies on security issues, the threats posed by the Islamic State, and continuing unrest in Syria and Ukraine. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Tuesday called for calm during a visit to Israel and the Palestinian territories. Ban met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and warned against what he called the misuse of force. He also said he remains deeply troubled by the Hamas and Islamic Jihad praise of Palestinian attacks against Israeli Jews. With Ban by his side, Mr. Netanyahu blamed Palestinian leaders for the violence.
President Abbas has not condemned a single one of the 30 terrorist attacks on Israelis over the last month, and he continues to glorify terrorists as heroes.
Prime Minister Netanyahu. Security forces opened fire in the Republic of Congo Tuesday on protesters opposing a bid by President Denis Sassou Nguesso's bid to run for another term. The French news agency says at least six people were hospitalized. This is VOA News. Top U.S. and Iraqi military officials say Iraqi forces have regained full control of a key town north of Baghdad. That coming more than a year after more than a year of fighting the Islamic State group there. The Iraqi spokesman did not provide details of the capture of Beji. U.S. President Barack Obama committed to working with Canada's new prime minister-designate, Justin Trudeau, on issues of climate change and trade promotion. He made that commitment Tuesday during a congratulatory phone call. Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party achieved a commanding victory in Tuesday's Canadian parliamentary elections. Chinese President Xi Jinping addressed Britain's parliament Tuesday. The speech was part of his current visit to Britain. At a dinner, Elizabeth II, the Queen of England, toasted the Chinese leader.
Your visit to the United Kingdom marks a milestone in this unprecedented year of cooperation and friendship between the United Kingdom and China.
The British government is touting the tour as an opportunity for the two countries to boost trade and investment. The World Food Program is warning hundreds of thousands of people in Mauritania are going hungry, and malnutrition rates among young children is rising at an alarming rate. Lisa Schlein reports.
The World Food Program says Mauritania is bearing the brunt of reoccurring food crises, chronic malnutrition, and instability spilling over from neighboring Mali. About 50,000 refugees from northern Mali are included among the 540,000 particularly vulnerable people the agency needs to assist. Unfortunately, WFP coffers are almost empty. Spokeswoman Bettina Lusher tells VOA the agency only has enough money to provide school lunches to impoverished children for 2 months. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Former Virginia Senator Jim Webb announced Tuesday he is dropping out of the Democratic race for president. Webb left the door open to an independent White House bid. He says he will speak with a number of people over the next few weeks before making a decision. A U.S. grand jury has indicted former United Nations General Assembly President John Ash on suspicion of accepting more than $1 million in bribes in exchange for promoting the interests of a Chinese businessman. The indictment also names billionaire Macau-based real estate developer Ng Lapseng, also known as David Eng, and three others. Thousands of asylum seekers have entered Slovenia since Saturday. That's forcing the country to deal with a surge of migration on its southern border. Slovenian authorities say at least 4,000 migrants arrived in the country on Tuesday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.